Muchas gracias, señora presidenta. Voy a hacer la intervención en inglés. On behalf of the Group of 77 and China, first I would like to express our profound gratitude to the Secretariat for organizing this comprehensive session and to all the panelists for their invaluable contributions to the discussion. As we conclude this meeting, our group reaffirms the critical importance of ANTAD's mandate in addressing the multifaceted challenges faced by developing countries in the realm of commodity dependence and sustainable development. We strongly believe that ANTAD must continue to play a central role in analyzing and proposing solutions to these persisting issues. The discussions over these 3 days have highlighted several key points that deserve our collective attention. Let me highlight some of them. The first one is the urgent need for economic diversification and advancement in global value chains to reduce our vulnerability to commodity price volatility. We call on ANTAD to enhance its technical assistance and capacity building programs to help developing countries better manage their natural resources. Second, the geopolitical conflicts and climate change continue to have a severe impact on commodity-dependent economies, which account for almost half of ANTAD's membership. These issues contribute to uncertainty and stability in our countries. Third, the emergence of critical minerals presents, of course, new opportunities, though technological advancements raise questions about future demand. We urge UNTAD to provide continued analysis and guidance in this rapidly evolving sector. Fourth, the concentration of market power in developed economies perpetuates the commodity trap for developing nations. Also, tariff peaks and non-trade barriers still undermine exports potential from developing countries. Therefore, we think that collective action is necessary to shift this paradigm. Fifth, the access to green technologies is critical for developing countries, and we emphasize the need for technology transfer and capacity building in this area. Also, the disproportionate burden placed on developing countries in monitoring and reporting carbon frameworks, it's also worrisome. We call for equitable solutions that do not hinder our development prospects. Also, something that we just heard, no? Regional integration offers potential to lower costs and improve competitiveness. We encourage ANTAD to further explore and support these initiatives. Investments in the production of energy, including natural gas, hydropower, bioenergy, wind, and solar, are welcome to raise the standards of life of our people. And finally, we have heard about key principles such as common but differentiating responsibilities, the polluter pays principle, right to development, and we think that those must remain central to global policy discussions. In conclusion, Madam Chair, we call upon all member states to support ANTAD's crucial role in assisting member states to break free from commodity dependence. Thank you very much.